Chapter 1. Awakening. Spirituality for me is recognizing that I am connected to the energy of all creation, that I'm a part of it, and it is always a part of me. Years ago, I invited renowned spiritual teacher Carolyn Mace to be a guest on The Oprah Winfrey Show. I'd just been introduced to Carolyn's groundbreaking work on healing and intuition, and I was so excited about what I'd learned that I couldn't wait to share it with the audience. I hoped they might experience the same spiritual awakening. Unfortunately, that is not what happened. For the first few minutes, Carolyn and I were totally engrossed in our conversation about spirituality and nurturing the soul, but eventually, we reached a point where I noticed that the people in the audience were looking at us like we were speaking a foreign language. I stopped the taping and asked if they understood what Carolyn and I were talking about. One woman bravely stood up and said, "No, Oprah, we really don't. What do you mean by spirit? Are you talking about Jesus?" "No," I said, "we're talking about you." The woman went on to say that she thought the word spirit meant something outside of herself, similar to how she viewed religion. This was an epiphany for me. I realized concepts like spirituality and the soul were unfamiliar ones for many people at that time. We have come a long way since then, but I'm forever grateful to that woman for speaking up. It is a wonderful reminder that every single person is at a different stage of their own spiritual evolution, and no path is the same. We eventually resumed taping, and I asked Carolyn to explain her definition of the word spirit. And now, years later, in most Super Soul Sunday conversations, I ask that same question. What does spirituality mean to you? The message running through the lesson in this chapter is that each one of us has been blessed with an individual spiritual essence. As you begin to establish a deeper connection to that